You're listening to SBS News.
It's just a few weeks away, Australia's largest survey conducted every 5 years to gather household information. The organisers of this year's census have had to adapt, and most Australians will receive their instructions in the mail early next month. Teresa Dickinson is a deputy Australian statistician and says it is still possible to run the census under lockdown conditions, with the process being contactless.
Even though we're only 2 weeks out from the census, we can't really predict the future. You know, things are changing for us so quickly. But in 2016, we got a really good response rate. We had a 95% response rate and we had really high quality data. And the Australian public has always got behind the census, and we're just hoping that this will be the case again.
About 75% of Australians are expected to complete the form online, but that's not the case for everyone. Ms Dickinson is aware that usually culturally and linguistically diverse communities rely on a more personal connection when completing the census.
But they're working very, very hard at the moment to connect in with community groups, multicultural groups, multilingual groups, and find other ways to get messages through to constituents.
The 2021 Census Inclusive Strategies Director, Georgia Chapman, says it's important people know how to participate.
We are doing things like Facebook live sessions in language, and each of our engagement managers is on the phone, on video, talking to individual community stakeholders to make sure they're aware the census is coming and how we can promote the support options available.
Information and assistance are available on the census website in 29 different languages. The ABS says having a census during a pandemic is historic but not unprecedented. 100 years ago, the census took place in the aftermath of the Spanish flu. The Bureau is relying on trusted local groups like the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia to get the word out. FECA's Chief Executive, Mohammed Al-Kafaji, says everyone is reaching out to offer census support.
I'm just really hopeful that all the multicultural organisations out there start promoting the census now and start encouraging their members and communities to make sure that they're aware of the census and what the purpose of it is and how they can seek help if they need some help.
Demographers say it is crucial to gather data during a pandemic to determine how Australians' lifestyles have changed over time. Dr. Liz Allen from the Australian National University says steps have been taken to ensure online infrastructure is stable after website problems last time around.
We're expecting that most Australians will complete their census online because of the pandemic. So there's been quite a lot of anticipation and supports for ensuring the safety of the online environment. We've had ethical hackers be employed by the ABS to ensure that the systems are sound.
Dr. Allen says she hopes the daily desire for coronavirus figures and developments will translate into strong census results.
We've held on with bated breath each day for media conferences where we find out the latest figures around infections and so on. That thirst for information and data, I hope, will be carried forward to the census.
The UK, US and Canada have all run their own successful nationwide censuses this year. Australia's census date is August 10. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.